Weekend Breakfast
with Refilwe Mpakanyane.
And it is 14 minutes past 8, a time to catch up with our human potential and parenting expert, Nikki Bush. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you, Refilwe.
Very good to see you too, Nikki. How's the weather treating you? You enjoying this?
Well, I'm loving not feeling hot.
Right?
Because I was starting to feel like a permanent melting ice cream. Mm. So the respite from the heat is wonderful.
Yeah.
But I am here in my load shedding gear. I couldn't have a shower and blow dry my hair this morning, so I'm wearing my cap.
Yeah.
I have got no makeup on, so this is my load shedding look.
Yeah, this is how you're coping.
Goodness, I'm not standing up in front of 500 people giving a live presentation on a stage this morning.
Can you imagine? So we're continuing what we started about 2 weeks ago, and that is with Christmas around the corner. You're giving us tips, right, on which toys we can gift those special little people in our lives. And this week we're dealing with the 4 to 6 age group.
Absolutely. So 4 to 6, Refilwe, these are the children who are now definitely in preschool. Mm-hmm. Well, if their parents can afford it. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just, be clear about that. But they should be, ideally, every child should have a couple of years in preschool.
Yeah, that early childhood development is so important.
In order to acquire the perceptual skills for school readiness. So this is the pre-reading, pre-writing, pre-numeracy skills. Mm. And so much of this can be acquired through play.
Yeah.
In an unstressful, fun way, you're not sitting down saying, I'm going to teach you how to hold a pen.
Yes.
Or I'm going to show you, I'm going to teach you your numbers 1 to 10. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
It really is about experiential learning. So these kids are actually very interested in how things work and will happily put things together and pull things apart because they really are in an investigative phase. And they're also starting to understand the concept of winning and losing. So I think about this rainy weekend and this is a great time to get first board games out, collaborative games out, where we learn the rules and we take turns.
Yeah.
And these children now should know their basic shapes and their basic colors.
Yeah.
So now we can increase the complexity of games to combine the information of color and shape and number. Mm. So things can get a little more challenging, which is great. And at this point, fantasy play is quite important. So if you walk into a good preschool classroom, you'll see there's a fantasy play corner.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's fairy outfits and doctor outfits and nurse outfits.
There's a dress up and role
and
play.
And fireman hats and, kitchens and things like that. So just to say to parents, keep things as real as possible in this age group. It's very easy to hand over a tablet, an iPad or a cell phone to a child of this age.
Yeah.
It's so much better for them still to have a three-dimensional learning experience, play experience, because they are still in the phase of mapping the world in a multi-sensory way.
Yeah.
So I have selected some interesting products this morning, which deal with that multi-sensory nature of learning. And one of them in particular is great for traveling over this, festive season.
Which we'll hopefully be doing a lot of as well, to some great destinations.
Yes, there are some great destinations. Yeah. Absolutely.
What are we starting off with?
Right. So seeing as we said multi-sensory, let us go with the Memomer. Now, Memomer is this one in front of you.
Uh-huh.
It's by Jeco, and it is a visual memory and an auditory memory game. And it's really unusual because the game board has animal sounds.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Okay, so you have to identify which sounds they are, and they're very realistic.
Yeah.
Okay. And they randomize. That's what's clever, is you cannot actually, between games, remember that this spot in front of the horse is always a cow.
So it's not like playing a game of memory.
No, it's all randomizes. Well, it is a memory game. Yeah. So when you first play with children, you've got these little matching, these animals, these little
tiles.
Tiles. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have got to find the matching sound to the matching tile.
Okay.
But as I said, between every game, this machine will randomize. So you cannot memorize the playing board, which is great. For older children, you would play with these little picture tiles face down. So then it becomes much more difficult to find your sound and picture match. So it's a sound picture matching game, and it's about visual memory, auditory memory, and it's a 3 to 6 year old game. It's 2 to 4 players, and it's going to cost you about 395 rand, and it's available on takealot.com.
Really,
it's from
nifty.
A fantastic brand called Jeco.
So that's DJECO. I have not come across Jeco. Where are they from?
They've been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. A company called New Leap brings in the Jeco range.
Okay.
When I went to the Nuremberg Toy Fair a couple of years ago, I went onto the Jeco stand. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best kept secrets. It's highly secure.
Yeah.
You're only allowed in by invitation.
Oh.
And their product development is outstanding.
Mm.
They know what they're talking about in terms of child development and matching skills to the age.
Yeah.
So I highly, highly recommend
all
the Jeco games.
And the next one that we're looking at, we've actually got how many? Four in front of us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we've got three in front of us. One I couldn't bring, so maybe we should talk about that one and why I couldn't bring it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Scruffalove. Now, there is a whole genre of toys. There's plush, obviously, which are your soft toys, but there's a whole trend around hatching toys. We've had the Hatchimals.
Yep.
And actually the Hatch-a-Llama is one of them in this age group that I selected.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got about 10 highly recommended games and toys in the Toy Talk age groups.
Yeah.
And they're all available on, well, not available to buy, but you can go and look at toytalk.co.za for my write-ups, videos, and stockists.
So let's unpack the phenomenon of hatching toys.
Yes.
What is that about? It kind of puts me in mind of like the Tamagotchis. Long time ago, you're kind of growing it, but what's the idea of watching something come alive?
Okay, so there's two things here. When you talk Tamagotchi, you're talking about nurturing and caring for something.
Post-hatching.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the pre-hatching phase is like a lucky packet.
Mm.
It's the surprise of, I don't know what's in this egg, because most of them come in an egg shape.
Mm.
I don't know what's in the egg, so will I get this one? Or this one, or this one, because there's another one called Rainbow Corns, also comes in a big plastic egg, and inside is a plush about 30 centimeters big. It's a little fat thing, and there's about six varieties, and that one smells like bubblegum or candy floss, so multisensory. Touch, smell, comes with bits of jewelry that you can wear, or your rainbow corn can wear, comes with unicorn poop, which is a bit of putty.
Mm-hmm.
And inside that, there's a little surprise as well. So it's this element of surprise, but also the nurturing that you look after them.
Mm-hmm.
So the Hatch-a-Llama from Hatchimals, and the Hatchimals craze started about 3 years ago. And they're expensive. Those Hatchimals are about 1,399 rand.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the latest one is actually amazing because it grows from about 30 centimeters to about more than half a meter. Mm. As you nurture it,
mm-hmm.
it grows, but you can also put it back to babyhood and put it away and then start all over again.
And the nurturing process looks like what?
And you tickle it and you rock it to sleep.
Yeah.
And it makes the cutest noises you've ever heard. Actually, it's very like a baby.
Mm.
So it really does respond to being cared for.
Yeah. And that does what for that child in the 4 to 6 age range? Because there's a lot of mimicking what mom and dad do around
so
the home.
So going back to that fantasy play corner at school, there are lots of dolls. There's the kitchen, there's the baby cot, there's little beds. And so what do children do in that fantasy play corner? They do role play.
Yeah.
So they'll have a baby who gets sick and they mimic what their parents would do for them.
Mm,
that you take them to the doctor and then the doctors and the nurses do their thing. So this, the Hatchimals, the Scruffaloves, the Rainbow Corns, it's all about the nurturing. There is a nurturing archetype in every one of us.
Mm.
Some of us have it in spades and bucketfuls. And those are the people who become nurses and teachers and have those vocational callings. Others of us have a touch of it, but not enough for that to be our job.
Yeah.
Maybe just enough for us to become parents one day. But we do need to allow our children to have the opportunity to touch on all those archetypes. And I want to pick up on something that you raised before the news around guns and children and toys. So, obviously, conversation is required around guns and violence, and we live in a very violent society. But the fascinating thing is that there is also a warrior archetype inside each of us, usually more or stronger in a boy than in a girl, that need to protect, that need to look after on a physical level, not the rocking in the arms, but the physical protection. There's also the need for target practice. So it doesn't have to be guns in a violent situation, but that is a skill to learn to shoot a bow and arrow, to learn to shoot at a target.
Yeah.
And next week I'll bring in a couple of games where we're looking at target practice. So I think we also need to keep all of this in perspective as well. Having said that, a lot of computer games that are the shoot 'em up variety.
Yeah, I mean, the more violent ones. Automatically you think of Grand Theft Auto, along those lines.
Et cetera. Okay. But a lot of the war ones, you're getting a hell of a lot of target practice. But you are being trained just like they train the military these days, because in the military, you send drones out to do the killing. You don't do hand-to-hand combat anymore.
So you're using, you're doing it by proxy using those machines. Yeah.
And I will say one thing, that I have watched families who have specifically kept toy guns away from boys.
And what does, and girls, what does that do to a child's development, if at all?
You do have to laugh, actually, because that archetype, that warrior archetype, is so ingrained in the human psyche that those children will use sticks as a gun. They don't need a gun. They will bite their sandwiches into the shape of a gun.
I think what's also quite interesting is I think maybe some of our listeners or a lot of our listeners can relate to this. Just growing up, the idea of target practice or taking aim at something is always there in play, and you'll see it in us, kids making catties, for instance, right?
Yes.
And that was quite present in our play as well growing up. So absolutely,
you can even just put an elastic band over three fingers and create a gun with your hand. So I think the whole thing is the context of it.
And the conversation.
And the conversation, as with everything, the conversation is so vital as it is around the birds and the bees and sex versus rape.
Yeah.
Sex in a loving relationship versus sex in a violent situation. It is very different. And by the age of 9 or 10 in this country, you should be having those conversations with your children.
Yeah.
I know that sounds like a really hardcore call. But when your children are surrounded by news that brings up those words all the time, we need to be having those conversations.
Also, I think you might find that you can actually start to have those conversations much sooner. But quite often, I think of myself in grade 1 and grade 2. Salt and Pepper, Let's Talk About Sex was a huge hit at that point. So we were singing the lyrics anyway. And your 6-year-old, 5-year-old might be hanging out with older kids in a school and social setting. And they are also exposed to older kids. So conversation, not necessarily loaded with knowledge, right? And accurate knowledge is happening. So we definitely can't hide our heads in the sand 100%. With regards to that. What's the next one, Nikki?
Okay, sorry. The one I actually had here was Scruffa Loves, and that's the one I wanted to bring to you today. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the nurturing toys, and my nephew, who's 8, would not let go of it. It comes literally in a matted, hard ball of fluff that is as ugly as sin.
Hence the scruff.
And it's your child's job to rescue the Scruffa Love, giving it a new home, love, care, washing, drying, and grooming it. So you literally put it in a bath of water, and this thing kind of uncurls. Okay. So, and then it comes with a brush and you transform it. Okay. So all those nurturing skills. And that one is from Spin Master. It's going to be available in all your major toy stores. And then we go on to Pink Me, Pink Moi, also from Jeco. And you can see here that this is all about color matching. You have these two little hedgehogs and you have these colored pegs. There's blue, orange, pink, green, and it's fine motor coordination. So this is the way you would hold a pen or a pencil.
Okay.
For a young child, get them just to sort all of your pegs into color groups. For the older child who's got the cohort, start pegging them onto the hedgehogs. And for the child who's age 5 or 6, he has a dice. Now you have to color match according to the dice. And there's also a black hedgehog, which makes you lose all of your pegs, and a white hedgehog, which gives you an advantage. And this is also going to be in the 300s and on takealot.com. And a quick little game. You know, when you want to just quickly fill your child's emotional cup, have a short, quick game and your child will be very, very happy.
All right. And that's a fun one. Nice colors. I like that. So the last one that we're doing today, taking a look at today, is...
Right. So this one is called The Doodle Studio from K's Kids. You'll find this in Baby City stores. And it's one of those magnetic sketches. Okay. So you draw on it. And we've seen many versions of magnetic sketches over time.
But the original being the Etch-a-Sketch.
Yes, I had one of those. And this one, however, is brilliant. Firstly, it comes in this portable zip-up bag, so you can take it anywhere. Lovely for a plane, train, bus, restaurant, doesn't make a noise.
It's got frames as well.
Yes, it comes with these activity frames that fit onto the screen,
yeah.
And they are all highly educationally sound. So this one is associations. So we've got here a lamb, and there's a woolly jersey.
Mm-hmm.
We have a rabbit, and we have carrots. So we have to connect by literally drawing between them, like
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's got lots of how to draw instructions.
Okay.
And this is the one I have gone back to again and again this season. I've had a 13-year-old staying in my house, and she doesn't let this out of her sight. I had to wrestle this out of her sight for today. And you can see all these different activities from color matching to number matching, breaking up.
Well onto your way to problem solving, right?
This is problem solving.
Yeah.
These are all school readiness skills and beyond. This is the time, matching analog to digital time, matching what's the missing number. We have a sequence here. We've got something 8, 9. What is the something? What comes before 8?
Lovely.
Okay. And then you just pull the button to erase and you start all over again. This is around 695 Rand, available in Baby City. I know there's not a lot of stock. What I'd like to say to our listeners is that they can download the full Toy Talk Top 50 2019 list off toytalk.co.za. We've provided stockists.
Mm-hmm.
But please phone the stockists before you go to make sure they've got stock.
Or just have them put it aside for you and make sure you don't get
disappointed. Exactly, because I don't want people to get disappointed. And you know, some of these things, each store only carries like 2 of everything.
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay.
Nice heads up there. Thanks so much, Nikki. We'll catch up with you next week and we'll do the same.
We will.
Next age group.
It'll be the 6 to 10s next week.
All right. Fantastic.